morning and welcome to House of
Love Talk Radio.
God is a just God.
The awesome power of God. And what he can do, and when he's coming, and will you be ready when he comes? There's so many songs that have been written and sang about people get ready. But
if I had another song to sing tonight, I believe I would tell y'all to do this. People get ready. There's a train are coming. You don't need no money to ride it tonight. All you got to do is just look up and just right now, you. Thank you. The Supreme Angel. We're so glad you come to Baton Rouge tonight. I knew I had a lot of friends that would meet me here. And we praise God for you tonight. Baton Rouge, because you showed me that you are our friend. Not only would it be all right, would it be all right to y'all if I take my time on this song? But I'd like to call a friend of mine, a young man from up there in Smithdale, Mississippi. Or y'all don't want to know. I said, would it be all right? Y'all gonna have to let me hear you now. Come on, man, where you at? Thank you. Ain't no harm in thinking. Ain't no harm in thinking. Ain't no harm in thinking tonight. I love standing there with you. God bless you. Take your time. Let the Lord use you.
Come here.
can do and will not do. But I want to make sure that we all understand what is taking place. The Lord acts justly, Psalms 146. Today, date March 22nd, 2020, doing justice, that's going to come from Michael, the 3rd chapter, 1st and 2nd verse, and the 9th to the 12th verse, the 6th chapter, the 6th through the 8th verse. On March 29th, 2020, justice for all, that's going to come from Malachi, the 2nd chapter, verses 1 through 9, the 3rd chapter, verses 5 through 6. And thirdly, the Lord acts justly, Psalms 146, the results of social injustice, Isaiah 5, 18 through 24. You're listening to House of Grand Gospel, Blog Talk Radio, coming from 231 6th Avenue down south in Beatrice, Alabama. And the question is, what is gospel music? What is common fact in all gospel music that is sang, played, written, regardless of what genre? The answer is God the Father, the Son, Jesus, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. We play all styles of music in one place. We cover all elements of the human being. And what is taking place in America today and in the world today is the elements of a human being. Sin is a human tragedy that began when Moses, that began when Adam and Eve was in the Garden of Eden and did what God told them not to do. We today as human beings are still doing what God told us not to do. Freddie Howard is doing what God told him not to do. I don't care who you are, pastor, preacher, how good a Christian you believe, how close you are to believe you are to God, you are doing what is wrong in the eyes of God, because you are not Jesus Christ, God Almighty, the Creator. He is over you. He knows you. You have sinned just like everybody else. And guess what? Here at House of Gospel, we will cover all elements of the human being. We will minister to the whole man. There is no other part of a human being that we won't talk to or deal with. That's from homosexuality, gay, whatever it is. It does not matter what it is, pornography, whatever it is. It's about humans and their shortcomings when it comes to living like Christ wants to live. We will minister to the whole man. Come join us in bringing families, communities, and churches together. You can support House of Black and Gospel Blog Talk Radio by sending a contribution to paypal.me, Freddie Collins Howard. Whatever you want to give, $1, 50 cents, 75 cents, I don't care. You give whatever you want to. That's up to you. And guess what? Thus far, of all the years that we have been on this radio, not a single person has sent money to my PayPal account. That's okay. That's okay. All I can do is ask. That's all in the hands of God. Anyway, thank you. I'm your host, Freddie C. Howard, and we're going to be on. We got 49 minutes of live streaming time. You can call us directly at 347-202-0317. Our cell phone is up and working now. It's about 45% charged up, and it may quit on me again like it does all so many times. But God is still in control. You can call that number as 1-251-362-1935. If you are listening anywhere at all, you can call this number, the numbers that I gave you, and we can talk this morning about whatever you want to talk about. It does not matter. Whatever you want to talk about. What is your input on God being just? How just do you think God is? Do you think God makes mistakes? What is your position? God is a just God. God is absolutely a just God. We want to give a shout out to all of the radio announcers and people that are on the air. We want to give a shout out to all of the nurses and doctors throughout the country and throughout the world, trying to help people, trying to get all the things that they need. We want to get all of that. We want to make sure that you are getting the help that you need, and the nurses and all of those nurses that help folks, they be helping them every day. They be in the line of fire as well. They be in the line of fire as well. They need help and protection as well. Because God is absolutely a just God. He knows what you need. He knows when you need it. So all you have to do is stay faithful. Stop being afraid and running around like you all remember when we were coming up and that was the story about Chicken Little, and they was running talking about the sky is falling. No, the sky is not falling. The sky is not falling. God is still in control. God is absolutely in control. He is absolutely in control. He makes no mistakes, and he knows exactly what he's doing this morning. God is a just God. He's not making no mistakes. What is taking place in this country we call America? God knows exactly what he's doing. And guess what? Guess what? Guess who else has a hand in that as well? Guess who else has a hand in that as well? God allows things to happen. God allows things to happen for a reason. God allows things to happen for a reason. And what? There is a reason why on all those television shows, all these radio broadcasts, not all of them, not all the television either, but on the majority in which we tune in, God is talking to somebody. God is talking to somebody. He's talking to somebody right now. He is talking to somebody right now. And we hope that you, as a person, is listening to God. All right. Let's go to, we're on our Facebook page. And we want to thank all of you that are part of what is taking place in this country and what is being done. Oh, man. We have lots of pets to get rid of. Plenty of peppers and flowers and more. Susan A. Rose at W.S. Neal High School. Oh, man, this is awesome. That is awesome. Thank you. I am just looking at that. Whoa, just not seeing it. We are talking about God's justice, and we have just been showed a picture of pictures over at W.S. Neal High School about plants for sale, that if you need them, you can get them, and they got the prizes for them. I want to thank my daughter for getting that to me, and we're looking at it here as we are on the air. We grow food. And I'm going to share this as well. We grow food, and we help children learn how to grow food. And here's the thing that is taking place else in this country. Do you know one day you will not be able to grow food on the outside? One day you will not be able to grow food on the outside because of the environment. There are folks running around talking about the environment and climate change and all that stuff. It's a hoax and it's not real. That is real. The solar ice cap is melting. There is a tremendous amount of rain been falling here lately. That you watch what's going to be coming this summer. You watch, see how hot it's going to be. It is going to be very hot indeed. And I'm telling you so. It's going to be very hot. We're going to share this through. We're going to share this to Paces. We're going to share this to Paces as we type here. The Lord act justly, The phone lines are still open. Nobody called us, so we just going to continue to talk. And we want to at W.S. Neal. W.S. Neal. W.S. Neal. Okay, W.S. Neal. Let's put that dot there. Yeah. W.S. Neal. F.F.A. W. Let's go back. S. N-E-A-L. Hash is absolutely great. Let's see. We still have plenty of sunlight after 5 p.m. God is awfully good. Let us, we was asking my daughter, is there anything else in the garden? And some onions. Okay. All right. Let's, as we are communicating with my daughter, Marcy, harvesting some items out of the Pacers of Dave Shields High School garden. And I'm going to look back today at where we are as preachers and teachers. And one of the things that I want everybody to understand is this. God is awfully good. God is awfully good. Thank you. Let me befriend Ms. Rhodes. Send her a friend request sent. Okay. Let's see. Absolutely, God is so powerful and so loving that he cares. He cares about all of us, and he understands what we're going through and where we are in this country we call America. And the order at a glance so far is the teaching. We don't know what you as a church or a pastor, we don't know what you are teaching, what series you are teaching. But pace, there is so much stuff that has taken place at a pace that we can't hardly understand. But God is still in control. God is still in control, and he makes no mistake. He makes no mistakes. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's absolutely this. He's absolutely this. Has everything on control. And guess what? He's not going to come just when you think he's ready. He's going to act when he gets ready. He's going to act when you get ready. And the thing about that is he's not going to make any mistakes at all. He's not going to make any mistakes at all. I'm asking him to call 1-251-362-1935. Absolutely good. God can help anybody, anywhere, at any time. He can do it whenever he gets ready. I'm reaching out to pastors for them to pray to be with us this morning. I don't know what the schedule is like. I'm asking him to call right now. If he will. Okay, let's look at what is being this quote at a glance. Now, on March 1st, 2020, the topic was seeking justice. That came from Amos, the 5th chapter, verses 18-24. That's a scripture. On March 8th, 2020, ending justice. That came from Habakkuk. You know, Habakkuk was a person that was a burden bearer. He was carrying the burden of folks that did wrong, and especially the Babylonians, the folks that hurt people and harmed people and did folks wrong, and they just seemed to be getting away with it. And he was asking God, why are they getting away with it? How are you letting them get away? But the thing about that, God has his time. If you do wrong, God has his time to deal with you. And that's what he's telling Habakkuk. Just be patient, Habakkuk. God's got it. And that's the thing about that. God sees all we do. When I'm sitting back here hiding in my room and doing whatever, these doors closed, whatever, God sees it. God knows it. And guess what? Freddie, how are we going to answer for it? When you're doing whatever you're doing, wherever you are, you're going to answer for it. I don't care who you are. You're going to answer for it. You are absolutely going to answer for it. You are absolutely going to answer for it because God is a just and marvelous God. God is a just and marvelous God. He makes no mistakes at all. He makes no mistakes at all. Not at all. He makes no mistake. Okay? On March 15th, the Sunday that was just passed, March 15th, 2020, getting what they deserve, Habakkuk 2:6-14. Okay. Here's another thing that you need to remember. When you get to praying that God deals with other folks and that the great day in which God goes even all scores and take care of all the wrongs that are done, guess who else wrongs he's going to take care of? He's going to take care of your wrongs. He's going to take care of your wrongs. Getting what they deserve. Woe to him that buildeth a town with blood and establishes a city by iniquity. God's saying woe to those people that get things that they need by stealing and killing folks and robbing folks and doing folk wrong. And God got something for you. You're not going to get away. People seem not to suffer for their unjust action. That's the way it looks to you. But God's got it. Believe me. When will acts of the unjust be punished? When God gets ready. It ain't up to you to judge. You ain't got no power to do it because you're just as wrong as they are. You may think you were in your degree that you're not as wrong as this person that killed, but you kill people with your words. You can say something about somebody, or you can call a high authority on somebody that's doing something. Guess what? That hurts. When you call folks and tell them something about it, you think you may be getting away with it, but God knows what you're doing. When will acts of unjust be punished? The psalmist affirms that God will reward the just, and Habakkuk declares that the just will be punished for wickedness. That's right. A boomerang is an implement of humankind used for hunting, sports, entertainment, and as a weapon. Its invention is most often attributed to indigenous people of Australia. The boomerang can be constructed to return to the point from where it was sent. Life can be like this characteristic of boomerang. All right, I got a call coming in. Hold on just a minute. Good morning and welcome to House of Black and Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Hold on just a minute.
Morning.
Good morning. Welcome to House of Black and Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, and it's Apostle Trinity Moore.
Oh, Pastor Moore, awesome. God, let's see. Hey, I was calling and reaching out to you for prayer. I don't know if you're driving, sitting down, whatever you're doing, but if you can speak and keep your eyes focused on what you're doing, please do so.
Yes,
we are talking about a just God and how God makes no mistakes. What's taking place in this country is what God's doing. He's allowed Satan.
Yes,
you know all that I'm saying, but I want you to pray about this nation and this place we call Beatrice and all these folks over the world. You have the mic, sir. Please. Thank you, Pastor.
Yes, sir. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We thank you this morning, Dr. Freddie Howard, for this opportunity. I'm traveling on my way to work, but I've been up early this morning just ministering to different people who reached out to me. But we know that this is not sneak up on God. The Bible says this is just the beginning of sorrow, since he said, until the true gospel is preached to all nations, then the end shall not be. So let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you, Lord, this morning with a humble heart. Father, we come in humble submission to you. We come this morning, God, just praying this morning, thanking God for this opportunity, God, to speak through the airways. We just ask you, Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, to just give us, God, for all of our many sins, all our transgressions, all our iniquity, and all our unrighteousness. Lord, your word declares that my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. God, you said you will hear from heaven, you will forgive our sins, and you will heal our land. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to touch every heart, touch every mind. God, we ask you to turn us back to you, Heavenly Father, God, because we need to turn back to our first love, God, because you are jealous, God, and you want no other God before you. So, God, we ask you this morning, in the name of Jesus, to touch the heart. Touch the President of the United States, touch those in local states and federal governments, God, and cause them to bow down and worship you, God, consult you, God, even before they make any decision for these your people. God, your word declares this morning, he that is first shall be last, and he that is last shall be first. Your word declares that what you do unto the least of these, God, you've done it unto me. So, God, we're praying for the sick and the shut-in. We're praying for those in bereavement. We're praying for those, God, that just need a fresh word, a fresh touch, a fresh wind, a fresh fire from heaven, God. We pray you'll let your Holy Ghost power just rain throughout the atmosphere, God, that people will bow down, God, and just serve you, God, just worship you, God, just call out to the Lord, what must I do to be saved? So, God, we pray for every region. We pray for every territory, God. We pray that you renew our minds, renew our spirits. Father God, we pray against heart attack and stroke, God. We pray against this coronavirus, God, in the name of Jesus, for your word declares that, Jesus, you are a healer, and by your stripes we are healed, God. So touch, God, set free, and deliver. Your word declares that whom the Son is set free is free indeed, God. We need you now, God, and we can't do nothing without you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, God. We thank you that you are delivering, God. We thank you, God, that you are saving, God. We thank you, God, that you are merciful, God. Give us clean hands and a pure heart, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, touch your broken heart and set the captives free, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we glorify you and we honor you and we thank you, God, in the precious name of Jesus. And God, help us, God, in these troubling times. God, be a provider. Be our Jehovah Jireh. Be our great provider in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we just want to thank you for safety. We thank you for a hand of protection. We thank you, God, in the precious name of Jesus. We bind up premature death on every hand. And God, we declare that people be set free in their mind, in their body, in their spirit, and in their soul. And Lord, we just want to thank you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. My Savior, I come to you. Thank you, Pastor Moore.
God bless you, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
I reached out to folks that I know, and I know, praise to God, and has God in their life. I also
yes, sir.
Know what our trials and tribulation is. And people just don't seem to understand that. We
yes,
sometimes
sir.
Call out and ask God to deal with the just and the unjust. But guess what? When God deal with the unjust and unjust of all men, guess what? He
yes,
gonna deal with our unjustness to it.
Amen.
At
Amen.
The same time. That's why we need to stay prayed
yes,
up and pray stay
yes,
ready. Pastor Moore.
Yes, sir.
Thank you,
yes,
son.
Sir.
Thank you, son, for
yes,
taking
sir.
Time out and
oh, yes, sir.
And lending your voices that we may be able to
yes,
reach
sir,
some
thank
people today.
Yes, sir. And thank you so much for what you do, and I thank God for you just believing in the God in us, and we pray that God will continue to bless your endeavors in the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Mon. You have a great day.
Yes,
thank you. God
you
bless
too,
you.
Sir, and God bless you. Yes,
right.
sir. Love you now.
Love you. I
yes,
Pastor Moore.
Yes, sir.
He's on the radio playing gospel music and praying for people and doing what God, that's even in spite of his own shortcomings. Him and God know what those shortcomings are. And you, the other listeners that are listening, you know your shortcomings as well. God's jealous. He ain't going to make no mistake. We may think we getting away, but God got it right where it need to be. And he's gonna, you're going to deal with it one way or the other. Again, thank you, Pastor Moore.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Be blessed.
All right. We thank Pastor Moore for calling in and ministering to us this morning with prayer for those in need of prayer. We thank him for taking the time out of his schedule. That's the thing about it. When God called on you, I don't care what you're doing. If you can answer God's call, because one day God's going to call on you to come home, and you go answer. So while you still have your breath and your beings about you, answer God. And it's not, I mean, sometimes you think about folks getting what they deserve. What about you? What about you getting what you deserve? Huh? Dear God, thank you for the privilege to worship you. For who you are, help us to focus on you as an audience of one when we gather cooperatively to worship. Convict us to follow our expressions of genuine adoration with works of righteousness for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God is a just and awesome God. Doing Justice, March 27, 2020. March 29, 2020, Justice for All. There is justice for all humanity. I don't care what you're doing or how you're doing or how good you think you're. There is some justice for you as well, because God's got it. I'm looking at, let me flip over another page here. Ending justice. And ending justice. What about that? Ending justice. People wonder about the seemingly prevalence of injustice. How will justice and fairness be established for all? Habakkuk appeals to God to end wickedness and injustice. And one day God's going to do just that, Habakkuk. Wherefore, lookest thou upon thee that deal treacherously? Listen to that. This is in the key verse for Habakkuk, the first chapter, verses 1 through 4 and 12 through 14. Wherefore, lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously? You know what treacherously means? That means you unwieldy. You just do people bad. And holdest thy tongue when the wicked devour the man that is more righteous than he. How many of you hold your tongue and say, it's not my problem, not my, when something is going on, it ain't my fault, you ain't got nothing to do. Ooh, you heard the saying that when something went wrong, this went bad and that went, when they came to get the black person, or they came to get the white person, they came to get the Jew or the Gentile, they came to get whoever, guess what? What you going to do when they come to get you? And another thing, listeners, there is only two types of human beings in the world which God made. He made the Jews, the Jewish people, his people, a charge to carry his word and take it to all of the nations and do all that. They didn't do it. So God had to get somebody else to bring the message to us, the Gentiles. And guess what? As long as God tarried, he's giving the Gentiles, the rest of the folks that are not his folks, an opportunity to come to him. That's what he's doing. That's why he's taking his time. He's giving the rest of us an opportunity to come to Jesus. That's in spite of what you did wrong, how you're doing wrong, if you're still doing wrong, if you're drunk, you're an alcoholic, you're a pedophile, you're homosexual, you're a prostitute, whatever you're doing, God's giving you an opportunity to come. God can forgive anything. God will forgive everything except blasphemy. Blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what God left here on this earth. God left the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, on this earth so that you would have somebody that's looking out for you while he's gone. He's still here you now, but he left the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to take care of you. And if you go against that, God's not going to forgive that. He says so in his word. God is in three persons. He's God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. That's who's here taking care of us now. Why then do you tolerate the treacherous? You that are not being stepped upon and dogged upon, you see them dogging other folks. You see them dogging the Mexican, the Puerto Rican, the Jewish people, the Muslims, the whoever they call themselves. They're all Gentiles. You see them dogging out the Indian. You see them dogging out the Hispanic. You see them dogging out whatever name that you call yourself here on earth. But you're nothing but a Gentile. I don't care who you are. If you're not a Jewish person, or one of God's chosen people, through the Israelites, the Jewish people, you are a Gentile. There's only two types of people. Why then did you tolerate the treacherous? Why are you silent when the wicked swallow up those more righteous than themselves? What you doing? Why are you doing that? Habakkuk was asking God that. And here God asking us that. As a result of experience, explain the justice of God in contrast to present human justice. Look at the prison system. Ooh. Just the other day here in Alabama, right down the road there, 52 miles from my house, where I traveled for 29 years, 102 miles a day to Holman Prison, working there in the death row section, working in population, working in the dorm barracks there with inmates. Prior to aid the establishment of justice and fairness for all, are you just and fair to all? Remember when Martin Luther King was making his speech, would let justice roll down like a mighty stream? He was alluring to the words of God. Let justice flow. One day it is going to flow. Celebrate God as the source of moral justice. God is the source of moral justice. Not man, not the president, not the governor, not the mayor, not the city councilman. They are just as corrupt as you are. They got problems just like you. They can act in good faith and do things right and act like God wants them to act. But God is the real justice. But he wants you to be acting in kind and love and caring and helping other folks. Listen to this. Dear God, we are often troubled by the wickedness and injustice that ravage our land. Look at America. Look at this country. Look at, we just did a story the other day about people that use children and grown-ups and men and women as predators for sexual objects. We all are guilty of things such as that. Maybe not to what degree someone else is, but you're still guilty. God is. Dear God, we are often troubled by wickedness and injustice that ravage our land, but we are comforted by the assurance of your promise to keep those who belong to you by faith. In other words, God's going to keep those of us, you and I, that are his. He's not going to let harm come to you. He's not going to say you're going to have no problem, but he's not going to let you be destroyed by it. And even if you are destroyed by it, or tidal wave or whatever that is, if you lose your life for Christ, you still will be quickened as Jesus Christ was quickened when he stayed in the grave 3 days and three nights and God raised him from the dead. That is the awesome power of God. If you die in Christ, you will be raised up in Christ. Thank you for your faithfulness to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for the faithfulness to us. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for being faithful, Jesus, to us. You are a trustworthy God. Dear God, thank you for the assurance that justice will prevail. One day, all will acknowledge your presence and power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, on Monday, March the 16th, the Lord acts justly. That was Psalms 146. That's where we started out this morning. On Tuesday, which is today, March the 17th, the results of social justice, Isaiah 5, 18 through 24. Now, Wednesday, something for you to focus on. That's March the 18th. Justice action by the expected Messiah. Expected Messiah. He is coming. But when he comes, when he gets ready, no man knows the hour or the day that was God coming. He comes like a thief in the night. Yeah, that could be death for you. That could be life for you. You do not know. But you be ready. Be prepared. Justice action by the expected Messiah. He is coming. Isaiah 11, 1 and 5. Thursday, March the 19th. Prophets fail on their watch. Prophets fail on their watch. Care about that. God's ministers and preachers and teachers, just as like me and Pastor Moore, we fail too on our watch. God is, you get tired, you get weary, you can't be boom, 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 right all the time, right on target all the time. You're going to get slack. You're going to make mistakes. Because you're not God. You're not Jesus. But he has the Holy Spirit here to comfort you, to help you along the way, to keep you charged up. You keep praying. You keep your hand in the winding chain because that winding chain is pulling in folks every day through death, on the road, in the sky, in the water. It does not matter. When God knocks, you got to answer. Friday, March the March 20th, remember God's righteous action. Oh, and all the things that you go through and you have in trials and tribulation, just remember what God did for you before. Just remember he woke you up this morning. Just remember he gave you food to eat. Just remember God is awfully, awfully good. He makes no mistake. He's not going to be, when somebody passed, you just wondering why God took this one. God makes no mistake. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows what's coming. He's doing what's best for you. Friday, March the 21st, Saturday, March the 24th, cheating and violence will be punished. Are you cheating? Are you stealing? Are you, whatever you're doing. I think sometimes about the things that I do at the church. There's equipment there at the church. I get it, and they stole and broke in the church one time because God, folks would steal and break in and many things. So we keep it here at the house. And the thing about it, it's not my equipment, it's God's equipment. I just have it in a place that I believe is safer. Not that I can keep it. It belongs to God. Everything that you have belongs to God. All right? Sunday, March 22nd, God requires justice for all. Look at that. God requires justice for all. Do you know that God requires justice for all? Are you listening? God requires justice for all. That means you and I. You are to be judged as well. Did you know that? Did you know that? Doing justice. He has showed thee, O man, what is good. God has showed you what is good. He showed you how to act. He tells you how to act. In fact, he even tells you how to pray. Simply by saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. That is how Jesus told his disciples when they asked him about how to pray. You talk directly to God about whatever your situation is and whatever you need. Ask for what you want unwavering, like the sea going back and forth. Be truthful and honest with integrity. Continue to go to God and ask over and over for what you need. He will answer your prayer in time, just in time, whenever he deemed necessary, not in your time. We want something done right now. Remember how Habakkuk wanted the unjust things that was taking place around in and around him? He wanted it done right now. There's folks in this country want stuff done right now, but God has his time. God has his time. He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee. What does God require? He requires you to walk humbly with your God, with Jesus Christ, God of mine, and praise him. That's what he requires. He requires you to love your fellow man. How can you talk about you love God and you don't even love the person next to you? You don't even speak to the person next to you. And then whenever you do see the person next to you, you're talking about them. You're doing things behind their back. You're trying to hurt them. What is that? That's not God-like. That's not Christ-like. Anytime you're in the church and there's confusion, you can't keep a pastor, and there's always some stuff going on, that's the devil. God is not the author of confusion. God is a God of peace. But to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. Look at it. This is what you are supposed to do. What does God require you? The Lord requires of thee, but to do justly. That means do right. Do justice to everybody. Everybody that you deal with. Say, for instance, today, when we harvest items out of the garden, we're going to harvest stuff out of the garden and give people for $2 or $3 that we put back in the treasure. But guess what? God wants you to deal with them right. Don't pick out the worst thing you got in the garden. Don't pick out. Do right. And love mercy. How many of you love mercy? You want to say, Lord, have mercy. You want God to have mercy on you. What if you don't have mercy on nobody? Are you? What about it? And to walk humbly with the God. Walk humbly, not pride. For God hates pride. Before the fall, there was big pride. You know what I mean? We pride ourselves on things. You want to pride yourself on something? Pride yourself on worshiping God. Pride yourself on loving people. Pride yourself on doing just. Huh? You want to do that? You want some pride? Have pride that you love Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ loves you. He has shown you, O mortal, O mortal. We are all mortal human beings. Mortal, human. What is good? And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly. Act justly. That means do justly. To love mercy. Love mercy. To walk humbly with thy God. Doing justice. Understand God's requirement for people and leaders. Value justice, kindness, humility, as cordial human virtues. God is awfully good. Become a just, kind human person and leader. Become a just, kind, humble person and leader. You want to be in political office? Be a just person. Be a good, pure person. Love justice and fairness. Don't get in political office and think you're going to wield the power. I'm the big this and I can do this. And that's the wrong perspective. Something wrong with your heart when you do that. Leaders often struggle with expectations of being examples of justice. How can leaders become models of justice worthy and an emulation of them? Michael confronts the leaders of Israel for their failure to pursue justice and suggests that doing justice should be the basic of their lives. God has a way of getting things done, and he gets them done the right way. He gets them done on the right way. This lesson we use is to assist us to review God's requirements of spiritual leadership in his people and how these requirements to serve as the means of addressing the ills plaguing society, even within the community of faith. There's problems going on in the church as well, and there's a way to deal with them. Say, for instance, God wants you to be smart. You wouldn't bring snakes and put them all in the pulpit and all around the benches and chairs in the church, would you? Huh? You wouldn't do that, because the snake is actually poison, and it can poison and kill you. You wouldn't do that and talk about testing God, huh? That doesn't make sense. If God chooses, he can take you anywhere he wants to, on the road, in the bathroom. Why would you take snakes and put them in the sanctuary, huh? Why would you do that? Hey, go to it. You think about what the pastor do and this, that, and that, and you don't want to follow this pastor, you don't want to follow this. Every church always got to. Just think about this area right around here, Beatrice, Thomas Brown, and Riley Cross, and all around us, different churches that don't have pastors. Just think about that. Some have pastors, some don't. Apply the focus to the lesson. Doing justice by challenging others as well as yourself to individually, collectively commit to accept the requirements to become just, kind, and humble as God's people. Do what God wants done. Do and act like God wants you to act. Pray for folks and pray for yourself as well. All human beings have fallen short of the grace and glory of God. Justice for all. If you do not listen and if you do not resolve to honor my name, says the Lord Almighty, I will send a curse on you. I will curse your blessing. Yes, I have already cursed them because you have not resolved to honor me. Honor Jesus Christ, God Almighty. That's from the White House to my house, from the King's Palace to the outhouse. Honor God. Put God first. Understand the significance of justice for spiritual leadership. Spiritual leadership is important. Affirm the values of covenant reverence of God for leadership. Practice spiritual leadership. Practice spiritual leadership. There's a way to handle anything in the church. There's a path to hate. There's a path. Seeking a champion of justice. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighted. I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Look at that. As a result of experiencing this, explore the concept of Messiah. Sense the wonders of Jesus' role as a servant to the nation. Emulate Jesus as a servant to God to execute justice. God executes justice through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ executes justice through him, his Father, who sent him. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He is with you now in the form of the Holy Spirit. He is with you now in the form of the Holy Spirit. As we come to the end of this brief program today in regards to justice and what's taking place in this country, and guess what? Don't be running around like everything is all out of whack and everything. It may be out of whack to an extent, but God is still in control. God is still in control. He absolutely has everything in his power. He is doing what he does best. That's being just. He makes no mistake. From the death of your loved one to the wreck on the side of the road, God is just. Now, guess what? Satan is still running rampant and destroying people. And seeking to see who may destroy. Remember when God, the sons of God, sat down and were talking? Guess who else showed up? Satan showed up. Satan is everywhere. He's in the church. He's on your job. He's everywhere. All right. We're about to close out.
Good evening. Good morning. Whatever time it is, wherever you are, God is right there with you. You're listening to RC Production Gospel, Blog Talk Radio. You can find us all over the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/RC-production-gospel. We are your internet radio station. Sit back and relax and enjoy more of RC Production Gospel, Blog Talk Radio.